This is episode 76 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We find President 43 hurtling the highways of America, frantically raising every cent he sees. Let us join the President, Attorney General Ashcroft, and political advisor Karl Rove in a fancy motel room near Peoria.
Well, I think you done right good, George.
Me too. How come we didn't hardly raise nothing, Carl?
This isn't a fundraising tour, George. This is damage control. We're following Carrie. Dick is following Edward.
How come?
To put you back in a good light. Whenever Carrie and Edward stop, it's as though a little democratic infestation had set in. If we let it spread, the results would be catastrophic.
So we're sort of like an implantation?
I think you meant inoculation. So, yes, we inject healthy, red-blooded American Republican cells into those poor people.
Conservative cells.
Of course.
What's the point if and we ain't making nothing?
We are. Some of these dinners have been fundraisers. Plus, we're getting lots of free airtime everywhere we put you. And we outsourced your speeches to save some more money.
Huh.
Yes. Some of your speeches are being written in Calcutta.
Calcutta? I didn't know we could outsource to Colorado.
Calcutta, India, Ashcroft.
By gobs! That's downright un-American, Carl.
Yeah, that's a little rude even for us, ain't it, Carl?
It's all right, George. They're American writers. They just can't afford to live here anymore. It's working so nicely that in a couple of years we may try outsourcing the Democrats.
Well, that sounds pretty good. If they go for it, we can close the borders. Really mess with them.
You see, your conscience is clear.
Well, I ain't got one. I give it to Jesus.
I'm sure he was thrilled to get it.
Mr. President, 10 minutes, sir.
Thanks, Agent Hogjowl.
Hamilton, sir.
Whatever. Who am I addressing, Carl?
The Society for the Promotion of Energy Waste. Spew. They're paying $5,000 per plate for generic beer, beans, and French.
Boy, that ain't much.
Each item is on a different plate.
I ain't paying it. $5,000 for beans and weenies?
No. $5,000 for beans or weenies. You don't pay, John. You're one of the speakers. You do speech number 3.
The one about security and hanging? Good.
George, you just do a number 5.
Well, I done that an hour ago.
Speech number 5, George.
Well, that's the one about healthy forests and clean air. That one always gets some good laughs.
It is one of your favorites.
Well, I like that part. How bad could mercury really be? We got a whole planet named after it. How bad could arsenic be? It kills bugs that live in trees, and trees is overrated anyway.
You ever try talking to one?
I can't say that I have lately.
They don't listen. Just like Democraticals. Only thing they's good for is target practice. And that's my rule.
Yeah, Reagan was right. Only other thing they's good for is for outlaws to hide behind.
Well, don't worry. There won't be many left when we're done.
Well, I sure hope not.
Jenny says trees is only there to hide our energy. Oil and coal all is hide under trees and the like.
Well, that's a little ridiculous, really.
Sure it is, but I'm intellectually lazy, so I don't care.
Good. Ashcroft, do you believe it?
Believe what? I want to hang somebody.
Fine. Better put your jackets on.
How's my makeup been? A lot of folks been saying I'm starting to look like a guinea pig again.
It's fine, George.
Mr. Rove, we just heard that Carrie's bus is starting and getting ready to move. Our agents are already moving our paid bushies.
Bushies.
Huh?
Cool.
End of position. The Democrats won't know what hit 'em, sir.
Good. They'll be trapped in our midst. We'll have their minds under our control by evening. Start serving the Valium-laced sodas.
At once, mein Herr. I mean, yes, sir.
Watch that stuff, Agent.
Yes, sir.
Well, George, another speech, then on to the fun.
How much are we going to make tonight, Carl?
Karen just IM'd me. We should manage nearly $1,000,000.
Me and Herr's 3 things in a world I love. It's money, cartoons, and Jesus.
And pie, George. Don't forget pie.
All right, come along, you two. Pretty soon it's back to Washington to confuse the 9/11 Commission.
What dang?
Episode 76 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. Music by the New Codpiece Band. All celebrity impersonations were committed with the knowledge and cooperation of Gwana Sarpuna's Bikram Yoga class of Mud Wampus, Nebraska. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network. Stay tuned!